wanted to have a little recollection, a little discussion about New Year's.
Yes.
Not everybody has a good time on New Year's. Some people have a little bit too good of a time, and then, you know, kind of regret some of the stuff they do, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a tad. Like this girl who was on Anderson. Like her, I'm guessing it had to have been the DUI or something. The guy must have been driving drunk off his ass. Her boyfriend gets arrested, then she's stranded on the street. Somehow she has this dude's cell phone in her phone book, right? And we're all at this after party. He gets the call. She's like, "I'm on Anderson," and she's just obliterated. You can hardly even understand what she's saying. And she wants him to come pick her up. He's like, "I have no idea who you are. Oh, we just hung out like a month ago. I haven't even gone out in 5 months, so that's not really possible, you know."
Mm-hmm.
So that's got to be. And then eventually, it's just like he's like, "Hello, hello," and she was gone. She must have gone. At least she was drunk enough to realize that she was being a complete ass,
yeah.
I guess.
That's good.
She's got that going for her. So what do you got to share with us? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
So I go out for New Year's. We go to a local bar in my hometown.
And yeah.
I went there.
Where's hometown at?
Jordan, Minnesota. I went up there for leave.
Oh, okay.
For Christmas.
I gotcha.
So I go up there with my current girlfriend, and of course, three of my ex-girlfriends show up there, and none of them really have talked to each other or even met until that night.
Is that right?
Really awkward.
Wow.
But they're playing it pretty civil throughout most of the night. You know, we did the whole countdown with the ball thing, and the bar stayed open until like 5 in the morning. We left at 3, but on our way out of the bar, these other girls decided they're going to, you know, kind of come on to me real heavy in front of my girlfriend. And we're all pretty drunk at this point, so I'm kind of joking around with them and going with it. And she sees this, and she just flips out and starts screaming and just making this massive scene. And her dad is the local chief of police, and he has actually shown up there for a different incident.
What?
And ended up just taking her home in the back of his car. And I stayed there for another hour and then went back and met up with her. And
in the back, you know, of his police car?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he came up there for another brawl that ended up getting dissolved before he got there. And then
Wow.
He walked in on his daughter going crazy on these other chicks. It was a pretty funny scene.
So does she blame you for this, or is she just annoyed with them?
I think she was more annoyed with them, but of course she took it out on me, you know, by the time I got home.
Yeah, usually when you leave New Year's in the back of your dad's police car, it's not that fun.
No, not in my experience. It hasn't been.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the call. 539-9750 or 238-0975. You got something you regret from New Year's?
Oh, God, yes, I do.
What happened?
Oh, God. New Year's Eve, it's about 3 o'clock in the morning. I just got home from the bars, or not home from the bars, but I just left the bars and everything. Drunker than hell. I went into somebody else's house and went to sleep, okay?
Shut up.
No, I did. All right. 5 o'clock in the morning, like 3 or 4 people walk in the house, go, "Who the heck are you? What the hell are you doing in my house?" I ended up getting in a fight with like 3 of them because they thought that I was trying to rob them or whatever. I'm sleeping on this guy's brand new leather couch.
Yeah.
I mean, just... I puked all over the damn thing. I do not remember a thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
it was bad.
You're the guy on the couch.
Wow.
Huh? You're the guy on the couch. You know, in all those, like, stoner movies, there's always, like, a friend that
just
sleeps on the couch.
Exactly.
Yeah, but usually they're not puking all over it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it was so bad.
Jeez. Yeah, I would have been a little furious at you, too, man.
Oh, man.
So how did it end? What happened? Did you just end up...
We ended up getting into a fight, and then, like, they threw me out and everything, and then like, I just heard about the girl on Anderson, whatever.
Yeah.
I was in the same situation. I called some random person going, "Hey, I'm here. Can you come pick me up?" and everything. The same thing happened to me. Oh,
nice.
It was bad, though. But
well, good for you, man. You've got a story for the rest of your life.
Oh, exactly.
And you didn't even have to freeze your ass off in the cold. You got to chill out, lay down, and even puke
exactly.
on someone's leather couch.
Oh, it was a nice house, too. Really nice house.
Hey, man. I mean, if you're going to pass out at some random place, that's why you lock your door.
Yeah.
Exactly. You see, the door wasn't locked. I just walked into some random house.